Hello, it's Tuesday the 12th of March in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another lightning news show. It's still the chicks in the house. Myself, Lou Collins, Catherine Watkins.
Hello, guys.
Come on.
Good evening. Sorry.
And the wonderful Christine Miner.
Hello, happy to be here.
Oh, so I haven't been too well. I've had my diverticulitis has flared up, so I haven't been much use today. We have just got the audio out of the interview that myself and Catherine did yesterday with former police officer Gary Waterman, who stumbled across some fraud when he started making some inquiries about the building management company on his building that he was part of. And this led him to nearly 2 years of digging, and he found unrefutable documented evidence of this most gigantic fraud to do with the land registry, to do with Companies House, to do with the banks, to do with the police, to do with the local council. He's actually now having van life. He's had to move, and he's moving around and keeping on the move. And it was huge, was it not, Catherine? It was huge, what he was exposing yesterday.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really informative show. And it is so vital for people to understand that, you know, how deep this actually goes, this web, and where it leads. Do you know what I mean? What it's involved, what all the money laundering in the world is really about, you know, where those connections are. It is absolutely insane. I thought this, though, with the Gordon Bowden stuff, but it's like a step further now, isn't it?
Well, for me, with Gordon doing all of those shows, and I even visited 788-799 Finchley Road, and there's a photo of me standing outside, empty shell of a building. It links the paedophilia, money laundering, you name it, every single bad thing in this world. You can link this fraud to.
Yeah.
And we're, none of us are mad. None of us are going crazy. This is true. The British public have been raped. Sorry to use that word, but it's literally financially raped for generations.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time.
And
now it's coming to light.
Exactly. So that's up on libertytactics.co.uk. It's up on Rumble. We're trying to get it everywhere. Last night's show seemed to make the social media platforms a little bit twitchy. I had one, I can't even remember what the first title I had the show up was, but I had to scrap that. I had to re-upload the whole thing. So there was a completely new URL. I thought it might have been the word Scientology, so I took that out of the title. I thought it might have something to do with the puberty parties. But not only Facebook, but unbelievably, Truth Social rejected the post.
Did they?
Christine?
Interesting.
Yes, I couldn't get it to post on Facebook or Truth. And then I finally got it up on Truth. And when you made the second one, I got it up on Facebook, and then they removed it, and then they wouldn't let me reload it, and I had to go to a whole other platform and pull from there to bring it over, and I think they removed that one, and I finally got it loaded off of
RSS feed, which is our... The RSS feed, we upload it to there, and then that put it out to Spotify, to Google Podcasts, to everywhere else.
Yeah.
But really, that's just the land.
Really touched some nerves then with that one.
They didn't want that one out.
Mm.
So whether it's to do with the Scientology or what Catherine was going into, who knows? Mm-hmm. But there was something about yesterday's show that social media didn't want to be heard. Anywho, we're going to start where we always start, with Kate Watch. So, more ridiculous things are coming out. There's been no sightings of her still. The one thing I will say the memes have been a dream. Anybody who knows me on Facebook knows that I go mad for memes, and I actually exhaust it. It gets, you know, like a child just goes over the top and it gets too much. That's how I go with the memes. I just think it's too funny and I probably carry it on far too long. Some have really upset people, really upset people. I've got a little page that I do nothing with, really. I just post the odd story about Tony Blair. It's called Demand Tony Blair Stands Accountable for His Crimes. And it's got about 14,000 people in the group, in the page. And most of them are all on the same page. Everyone hates Blair. Saying that, I don't ever put any other topics in. That's all I did. Well, I just thought it'd be funny to put, I'd say the meme of the day for me is the one where there's Charles and William in a field and they dug a hole and they had a stick coming out of it. And on the top of the stick, it says cake. And underneath, from them, now not seen her. For me, my sense of humour, I thought that won the day today. But the people on the page didn't really like it and said it was disgusting and how cruel and that's sick. What sort of mind do you have? Leave them alone.
Mad, isn't it, when you think that people, you know, they obviously don't understand the mechanisms of the royal family, like,
isn't
you know.
It weird,
but you though? Think they would if they knew about Blair, you know what I mean? You kind of...
Yeah,
people
but
who,
don't you find it weird, right? And this goes to both of you, how people can't see it. Like, I do not understand how people can't see.
It's literally, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
It is. I was just about to say the exact same thing. It is Stockholm Syndrome. And they know this works anyway. They've known for decades. It's crazy to watch, though. I agree. It is completely mental to witness. But it's really true. You know, the Russians knew that years ago as well. They've done all the experiments to know how to keep people, you know, loving their masters and their, you know, it is absolutely incredible. Even to the little bit, can you remember, what's the oldest one's name? Is it George of William and Kate? Is it George, the eldest boy? Well, this was about in 2017, something like that. It was his second birthday. And there was a mainstream article on it. And bearing in mind, at this time, you know, austerity was just plummeting. The poor, you know, the working class were getting poorer. They're getting out loans to get it, you know, this, by the proper skint. And on the mainstream media, they had, like, it was George's second birthday. They bought him this train, which was like, it was a toy train, but a toy train, you know, he could actually sit on and go around in the garden and whatever. £20,000. And people sharing that and going, the people who were suffering as well, mind, and going, oh, it's amazing. And I'm like, are you mental? You have to go to a food bank, mind, because you can't afford your food and your tax money's going on paying for that. Are you nuts? This is how crazy this whole scenario is. But it is. It's Stockholm Syndrome. It's bizarre to witness, but it's definitely a thing.
I know. I mean, even in America, they're giving all of the money to the illegal immigrants. Like,
seriously. It's crazy. It is nuts. While they suffer themselves, you know? It's like, wow.
Send it all to Ukraine. Send it all to Ukraine.
It's insane. So there is actually no word, not that I've even looked today. I've just been ill and then doing the shows and working. So there's
I'll
no
tell
Kate
you
Watch.
What I saw a little bit on Kate Watch.
Oh, good.
You and I, and I'm sure Kat, had discussed, this has been a month or so ago, Rose Hambry. And of course, they're trying to push her into the spotlight now.
Yeah.
So they're bringing up the affair again with her and William. And do you know, she and Kate were pregnant at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And both, it said, are his.
Oh, wow.
Well, I had that odd email that night from somebody. Anonymous email.
This is coming out now. And I've seen this story and they've named the child, and I won't do that today. If you're interested, you can go look. It's not, this has nothing to do with the child, it has everything to do with adults. But anyway, they're saying, wow, you know, he literally had two at one. So
know.
that's interesting. And
Allegedly, allegedly,
allegedly,
allegedly.
allegedly.
Jeez.
And yeah, that's about all I've seen on that today.
Okay, well, there you go. If anyone has any updates on Kate Watch, you know what to do. Info@libertytactics.co.uk. So, as I say, I actually haven't got any news. I'm going to have a little look around maybe and go through one paper and see if any headlines stick out at me, and then we can discuss. Who wants to go first? Catherine.
Okay, I'll go first. I've got two, so I've sent one earlier. So I'm going to read this article. It's not particularly very long. The WHO, so the World Health Organization, appoints former prostitute, other transgender activists to transgender task force. The United Nations Global Health Watchdog Group, the World Health Organization, has created a new panel that looks to promote global awareness on subjects such as HIV, hepatitis, and sexually transmitted infections, and specifically how the conditions relate to trans and gender diverse people. The panel has also been charged with creating guidelines on how transgender should be treated by transgenders, no less. That it doesn't say by that, by the way. I've just added that. And most experts, in air quotes, is a biological male known as Erica Castellanos. The World Health Organization's bio describes Castellanos as a trans woman living with HIV from Belize, who resides in the Netherlands. In addition, the WHO points out that Castellanos has founded a Belize network of people who live with HIV, as well as the nation's first network for transgender people. He also serves as the executive director of Global Action for Trans Equality, or GATE, a transgender extremist organization. What the WHO neglects to say is that, by its own admission, Castellanos is a prostitute and drug user. Credentials include a, quote, lived expertise as a person living with HIV, sex worker, drug use, incarcerated, and migrant. According to Castellanos himself, sex work was the most empowering thing that ever happened to me. He started working in the streets, offering his sexual services prior to ending up in prison. That the WHO would employ transgender activists as an expert in the field is not surprising. All members of the new panel, including the physicians, are trans activists in some respect. One activist who was selected the panel but declined to participate due to scheduling issues is another biological male named Florence Ashley, who describes himself as a bio witch was in their hair. He further refers to himself as a trans feminine jurist, a bioethicist, public speaker, and activist. Ashley recently authored a piece set to be published by McGill Law in Canada titled, quote, Gender Fucking as a Critical Legal Methodology. What exactly is gender effing? Explains. Gender effing is defined by its focus on the needs and experiences of those who eff with gender, resisting attempts at gender governance towards policies and practices. Why are WHO's actions important? Because the WHO is often referred to as an authoritative expert body by mainstream media sources. We know that. Recall that in March of 2020, the WHO declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Based largely on the word of panels such as this expert panel on transgender issues. In any new set of guidelines produced, it won't be Castellanos or Ashley the announcement. It will simply be an organization, which many people still consider an authoritative source on health matters, despite their abject failure with COVID-19. But the WHO's choice of expert shows that they cannot be impartial on the issue of transgenderism. Rather, they are advocates. Guideline formation should be based on a careful and comprehensive review of the medical literature. If this is done, these activists must come to the conclusion that gender care should be dramatically curtailed, as has occurred in five European nations. It's highly unlikely that this particular group of experts would arrive at such a conclusion. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization's choice of individuals suggests that their present commitment to this activity will prevent them from approaching this problem in an and rigorously scientific approach. So there you go. They're the panel on the World Health Organization, minds. You know, and they write this article is absolutely right. The World Health Organization is an authority figure. Although we know how dodgy they are, most of the world go there to get the, you know, the information and whatever. And they basically, that's who's on the panel.
The truth
making
of the
these decisions.
If they came out today and said, you need this shot, a large portion of the world would take it, no questions asked.
Exactly. So now we got them coming out without trying to get our 12 transgender activists and transgender themselves who were really involved, you know, with, you know, the sex industry coming out and now giving, you know, behind the WHO will be the mouthpiece for these people. Right. You know, that without question, this is dangerous. This is really, really dangerous.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I think she's not there.
Disgusting.
What are you thinking, Christine?
Well, I actually...
Sorry, I was here. I was muted.
Oh, you're okay.
Well, that's all right, Nev.
No, it's just shocking. I mean, we know now that if the WHO calls a pandemic, the country is under the rule of the WHO.
Exactly. So it's going to be the same now for this. And yet it's not really... You know, it's the people behind who are pulling the strings. And look what these people are into and what their backgrounds are. This is nuts. It's absolutely insane. That's going on. So the next one, though, although that's crazy, is a little bit good news, right? So I'm going to read this one out. I'm sure you've seen it anyway. But this is The Guardian. This was 2 hours ago. I saw a video earlier on it anyway. Children to stop getting puberty blockers at gender identity clinics, says NHS England. Children who have gender dysphoria will no longer be given puberty blockers ahead of a radical change in how it cares for them. There is not enough evidence about either how safe they are to take or whether they are clinically effective to justify prescribing them to children and young people who are transitioning, it added. Well, there is loads of evidence to say how bad they are. The government welcomed NHS England's landmark decision, said was in the best interest of children. NHS England made the announcement in response to the results of a public consultation, which it first proposed last June, and a review of available evidence by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. A spokesperson said, NHS England has carefully considered the evidence review conducted by NICE and further published evidence available to date. We have concluded that there is not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty-suppressing hormones to make the treatment routinely available at this time. Puberty blockers arrest the physical changes in a child's body that puberty brings, such as the development of breasts or facial hair. The NHS's decision means that the new regional services caring for under-18s with gender dysphoria, which were next month, will not use them as part of the treatment. They also forgot to say there, though, just to add while I'm reading this, puberty blockers don't just arrest the physical changes in a child's body. It's the brain as well, the development of the brain as well as the physical changes, just to add. From now on, children and young people will only be able to get them if they are taking part in a clinical trial. They're still prepared to give them to them then under dodgy trials, but, you know, at least one such trial is due to this year, but no details such as who would be eligible to join it have been published. The NHS's decision reaffirms the position it adopted last year on puberty blockers after Dr. Hilary Cass, who is leading an independent review into gender identity services for under-18s, issued interim advice warning against routine prescription of the drugs. I read that, actually. In late 2020, NHS England asked Cass, an ex-president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health, to look into gender identity services. At the time, they were provided for the whole of England solely by the NHS's Tavistock and Portman Mental Health Trust in London. Its treatment of under-18s with gender dysphoria, including its use of puberty blockers, had attracted criticism. Fewer than 100 children and young people are taking puberty blockers. The Trust's Gender Identity Development Service is closing at the end of this month. The first two new centres in April at two specialist children's hospitals, Great Ormond Street in London and Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool. NHS England hopes to ultimately create 7 or 8 centres. However, the services they provide will be what NHS sources say will be fundamentally different from the current service in line with the CAS recommendations. Marie Crawford, the minister, said, "We welcome this landmark decision by the NHS to end the routine prescription of puberty blockers and this guidance, which recognises that care must be based on evidence, expert clinical opinion, and in the best interest of the child. The NHS must ensure its gender identity services protect, support, and act in the best interest of children, and we will continue to work with NHS England to protect children in the area. Stonewall voiced its concern about the new policy. I bet they did. Quote, all trans young people deserve access to high quality, timely healthcare, a spokesperson for the LGBTQ rights said. For some, an important part of this care comes in the form of puberty blockers, a reversible treatment that delays the onset of puberty. No, irreversible. Prescribed by expert endocrinologists, giving a person extra time to evaluate their next steps. We are concerned that NHS England will be putting new prescriptions on hold until a research protocol is running at the end of 2024. Sex Matters, which campaigns on how sex is used in law and other environments, praised NHS England for what it said was a return to evidence-based policymaking in relation to gender identity services. This is momentous development in the course correction of NHS England's approach to treating childhood gender distress, says Maya Forstater, its executive director. The significance of NHS England's statement that there is not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty blockers cannot be overstated, given the success that activist lobby groups have had in portraying them as a harmless and reversible treatment. So there we go. They're stopping it, which is a good thing. It is a good thing, because it's obviously massively dangerous giving them. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction. Although there's some things I would pick out about that article in terms of where they're going and whatever, but that is a bit better. And then, you know, Maya Forstater, that's the one that's got case law on only your belief in there being only two genders is basically a protected characteristic. So she won case law on that.
Cutting out, I missed it.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Cut out. So what did you say? What's her name?
Maya Forstater. That's the case law that Darren was on about the other day, you know, where it's a protected characteristic to believe there's only two genders. You know, they're trying to twist that on its head, but yeah, it actually is a protected characteristic to be gender critical and whatever. So her case law is actually really important, and I just realised she was involved in that. So that's good news. At least children are not getting puberty. We know all the other stuff's going on, right? But at least now they're not giving children puberty blockers. That's got to be a good thing, surely.
Right. Wow. Well, staying on topic of children, that is good news. This is also good news, but really a wake-up call to parents. I read where a 13-year-old girl had been speaking to a 21-year-old illegal alien online when he was arrested for trying to pick her up from school without her parents' knowledge. So it's a reminder to us. I am very grateful that he was caught and has been taken care of. But, man, you've got to watch who your kids are talking to online. You've got to watch who they're talking to on their gaming systems, right? It's not just on chat or Messenger or on their phones. It's who are they playing games with? Who has access to your kids?
You know, look at what they're being exposed to in school as well. I mean, it's...
Right. Oh,
just insanity. I have just seen a story. So Ghislaine Maxwell appeal has started today in New York. Now, that's been very silent.
Oh.
So that has been underway today. She's appealing the 2021 sex trafficking conviction. So I'm just going to tell you the key points so far. Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal begins. Ghislaine Maxwell speaks out after the Epstein files are unsealed. And I'm just going to keep an eye on it and I'll bring you the key points tomorrow. It's only just started by the look of things.
Okay. Well,
keep an eye out on that then.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So the lawyers have addressed a juror who failed to disclose he was the victim of sexual abuse. And Maxwell lawyers are now addressing impartial trial juror. So that's where we are at the moment. Christine, what else have you got?
I was just noticing that, you know, we're keeping an eye open on the Diddy thing. We're not doing a lot of deep diving on that right now, just because things are happening so quickly there, and it's everybody's kind of covering it. But I am seeing where Kanye, 50 Cent, and Cat Williams are just not letting up on Diddy. And I love that. I just want to tell you, I love it. And people are finally taking note that this last case against him has really shed some light on some dark things, you know, that had been glossed over in others. And it's really brought some of those to light. The alleged nightclub murder, the bathroom murder, the blackmail, the trafficking, the racketeering, all the RICO charges. I think he will see federal court on that before this is all said and done. But
I've got a Diddy update. It's from Hip Hop News. Suge Knight links Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre's ties with Diddy to a secret society. On a new episode of Collect Call with Suge Knight, that premiered on Monday via Dave May's Breakbeat Media, the former music mogul suggested that rappers painting their nails and buying Diddy gifts are indications of them being part of an exclusive group. Once they started painting their fingernails and wearing women's clothes, they got you, he said. I remember when they was giving Puffy an award at the ASCAP Awards. Andre went up there and got him an expensive watch and gave it to him in front of everybody. He basically confessed his love to this man. Then Puffy and Snoop became besties. Every time you see one, you see the other one. Next thing you know, they started painting their fingernails. Didn't make sense. So he's given this big, because he's inside, isn't he, Suge Knight, at the moment. So yeah. He referenced, he offended Chris Brown. It's a huge article. I'll dig more into it. As I say, I was only just as you were talking about Diddy, I just went to my little Diddy update. And that was the latest. But Suge Knight's exposing them all. I mean, we know they're all part of, we know that, don't we?
And I love that the whistleblowers are coming out. I love that people are getting exposed. We had talked last week briefly about Ryan Garcia, the boxer, that came out and he released a video, yeah. But bless his heart, he was so distraught that every word was the F-bomb. And he wasn't making a lot of sense, and it was tough to understand what he was trying to get at. He dropped some bombs, but it was difficult for people that don't know what's going on to understand what he was saying. And I've seen a couple of more recent interviews with him, and where he is very direct. He has done some Facebook spaces, or not Facebook, I'm sorry, some X spaces, and talked very openly about not only did he witness children getting raped, he himself was tied up and raped while having to watch what was happening to the children that was happening to him. And at that same time, he goes into more detail that it was not just rape. This was a satanic cult. There was torture. There was blood sacrifices. Things happened that he witnessed. And I don't know. I think it would be imperative to keep him in your prayers and all the whistleblowers. Speaking of whistleblowers, if you haven't heard of all the Boeing planes falling out of the sky lately, there's almost too many stories a day to keep up with. And the Boeing whistleblower, yes,
do we were not, only talking about Boeing yesterday, weren't we, Kat?
The Boeing whistleblower that had just come out and talked about all that was found suicided yesterday.
Wow. So,
pray for our whistleblowers, please.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Boeing yesterday. It was BAE. BAE Systems and Sales.
Oh, BAE.
Too many B's. Yeah. Bloody hell. Anyway. So it's everything is coming out, isn't it? Everything is ramping up and starting to play out.
I think, in fact, Biden has a hearing coming up about his mental health. And if you all are familiar with Robert Hur, he's the special counsel that was assigned to the Biden classified documents case. He's the one that came out and said, yeah, as a vice president, Biden took classified documents, gave them to a ghostwriter, who was writing a book for him. And he said, hey, yeah, the classified stuff's downstairs. I just found it. So he knew he had classified documents, which was illegal for him to have. The special counsel acknowledges that it was illegal because he was not the president of the United States. He did not have immunity. You know, anyway, at the end of the day, the special counsel said, unfortunately, when I bring this in front of a jury, they're going to look at me and say, this is a weak, old, senile man. We're not going to prosecute him. And so he didn't recommend charges, right? He just stepped down. But before he did, he explained all of that in great detail. And I love that he did that because it's opened the door for further. If anything needs to happen further, it will. So that's kind of nice that happened.
They're trying to do Trump, who was president, who had them locked in safe in a secure place. They're trying.
Total, and he was totally so within the law.
I know. It's surreal.
Yeah, it really the film world, right?
is. The carry-ons that is going on is insanity. It's surreal. And I don't know. I just keep thinking we're going to wake up soon and everything's going to be back to normal.
Well,
I know. It does feel like a dream or nightmare.
Yeah. There was, I saw an interview and I literally thought, I can't be seeing this right. But I was. And I'm going to just put the link in on this one because it is stunning and it is worth watching, and I would highly recommend it to anyone on the left or the right. You'll love it because one of your favorite people are on there, whether you're on the left or the right. Tucker Carlson sat down with Chris Cuomo.
Oh my gosh.
And had a 2.5 hour talk.
Was Chris Cuomo the CNN presenter, or was he the governor of New York?
The CNN. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, CNN. So no matter what side of the aisle you're on, right, you've got somebody that you probably look at and go, yeah, he's a straight-up guy. Well, have a listen to what they say. It's incredible, because I'll tell you what it does. It was so refreshing. They were open, honest, and transparent. I say that they were as honest as they can be with the knowledge that they have. And here's the secret to life right here. You just don't know what you just don't know. None of us do, okay? So we're responsible for the knowledge we have. And I think with the knowledge that they have, they were both very open, honest, and transparent. It doesn't mean that I agree with everything either of them said, but it was really refreshing to see those two sides come together and just talk. There was no yelling, there was no screaming, there was a lot of laughter. They could actually be really good friends. What you find is that we all have so much more in common than we have against each other. You also find how much the media twists things and makes us think one thing. And they both came to that realization after they've left. You know, they were so close to the fire, they couldn't even see, I don't think, the full effect of it until they were at a much larger distance. You know, you see your perspective changes. So Tucker said something that I thought was really relevant. He said, you always know truth, you know, when you get quiet and you follow the voice and you just listen. And if you follow the voice, you're gonna do the right thing, right? That still small voice. So he's talking about God, and he's talking to God. And they said, you know, there's a reset happening in the entire world right now. And that is so true. And I think that this interview really helped ground that for a lot of us. And I just think it's really worth a watch and a listen, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And it could be something if you're looking for a way to reach across the aisle to friends and family that you may not have had an open door to in a long time. This might be a way. So very interesting.
I like Tucker. I love Tucker. He's
Yeah,
great.
I was surprised because I'll be honest, I couldn't stand Chris Cuomo before this interview, and now I can't say that. I
Wow.
had such a distaste and dislike for him, I couldn't even stand to watch him. But after this interview, I'm like, dang, he's totally likable. Like, who knew? Yeah. It's
Wow.
wild. It'll change your world. Yeah. It'll change your thinking in a good way. In a good way. Yeah, we're all very, very, very much more connected than we understand.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's caused the division. I mean, we all knew that when we first started waking up, the whole global agenda and what they wanted, you know,
Right.
troops in, bringing different people in, and refugees and immigrants. And this was all part of, we are watching the new world order now. And when you say we're watching a reset, we're not meaning the Great Reset. We're not meaning that. I personally believe that the World Economic Forum and all of it, these are the final days. I truly do.
Could not agree with you more on that.
And a cat. Cat.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, sorry. I got sidetracked then. I do apologize.
You're
Sorry, you were talking about Cuomo and
right.
Tucker. Sorry, I do apologize, ladies. I got
We were
sidetracked.
just saying that, you know, I don't, we were just
Oh, the
saying
division you were on about the
the
division.
division, but I think it's going to be the end of the world economic. Oh, no, Christine said there's a reset happening, and it's not the Great Reset. The Great Reset is done, it's exposed. It ain't going to happen. And God can change things in on a sixpence, anything.
God's reset is what's going to happen. That's
Exactly.
what's
And he's
happening.
got this. He's t and I have full faith. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird. It's almost supernatural. It's spiritual what's going on
Everything.
right now. And this we've just seeing we they've had all this time to get these agenda going. Trump messed it up, messed their plans up. God is now in control. Totally.
Absolutely.
And he's got this. He really, really has. We're watching the fall of it. And obviously they're all going to get, what do frightened animals do when they get, you know, they're going to go on the attack and all sorts can happen. But I believe we're seeing the sudden ramp up of this over these last few years because people had to see for themselves. If they were in this for the further along game, they would have had those years that Trump would be in. So all of this would have been gradually brought in, like all of this nonsense with the schools and everything else, Do you know what I mean? It would have been brought in much more heavily, would have been much further along in their agenda. But it's ramping up so people can see condensed what where this was going. If they
how fast they can change your world. Yeah.
And I think it's ramped up because people have got to understand what was going on. I think it is completely over for them, but they've got to show how it would have played out. Yeah. I could be completely wrong and just living in hopium and whatever, but by the end of this year, we'll know, won't we? Because I'm convinced it's going to be completely over with them. Hard times to rebuilding and what? Well, who knows what's God's capable of? Especially after that interview we did yesterday, Kat, with the billions and trillions of pounds that the British people over generations have been robbed of.
Yeah, it is generations as well. It's a long time. It's a long time it ended, isn't it?
And we were saying that was just one block of flats.
Exactly. Remember I was saying about my mortgage as well? In that
how
one
many blocks of flats.
Exactly. This is on a scale that people just can't even contemplate. They can't even think about, like, because it's just massive. It's massive. Yeah. Even within the mortgage industry as well, you know, thinking about that pool of everything clicking into place, the pool of mortgages that Darren's was in was 4.5 billion or something, or 4.8 billion, just in his pool.
The land registry.
Yeah. Massive. Sure. It's so much bigger than we can imagine. That's why everybody does need to go and listen to that Gary Waterman interview that we did yesterday, because it's important.
It's huge. It's huge. I will even link it down below.
Didn't see first time.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep sharing it because it had to be shared. I have sent it everywhere, and I'm going to send it over to the people over in America to hopefully they'll pick it up, have him on, because it's obviously not just linked to this company. This is a global scam with global corporations involved. So. Yeah. They are robbing the public, the everyday person who just wants to live a quiet life with their family. They are ripping apart every single aspect of human life. They really are. There's shit in your water. You're breathing in God knows what in the air. Your food is poisoned. Your doctor's just prescribe medications that just you need more, taking away who you are. There isn't, and then they're after your children, and then you get elderly, and it's the longer people have got to work. There's no family unit where the mum's at home looking after the family. You know, every part of our lives have been invaded and turned. It shouldn't be like this. Shouldn't be like this. And that's why that show is so important, because he's got the evidence. He's got the proof.
Yes. So make sure you listen to it, guys. Make sure you listen to it.
That is the next thing we're going to watch. So we are looking forward to that ourselves. But yeah.
And if anyone wants the raw like file to put it up onto their website, you can get in touch with me, lou@libertytactics.co.uk, and I can send that out on a WeTransfer file or something. That's it for tonight. We will be back tomorrow. Catherine, final words.
Just keep looking into what's going on in your schools. Keep sharing the information that you are coming across. And also, just have to watch the Harry Waterman thingy. Honestly, just go away and have a listen to that, and then think about how big that this really is, you know, and put it out on all your platforms, because I know, you know, lots of people got multiple social media platforms and whatever. Just put every single one, even if you haven't listened to it yet, just put it out, share it, and tag people.
We did actually do a chat with Kimberly, didn't we, about social services too. That will be probably tomorrow, so look out for that as well. Christine, final words from you, my love.
Oh, I just hope everybody has a beautiful week, and thanks for listening. And, you know, the darker things look, the closer we are to victory. Don't forget that. It may be, you know, we're, again, cover a lot of dark stuff, but the darker it looks, the closer we are to victory. So we're almost there. We're almost there.
Amen to that. libertytactics.co.uk. We will be back tomorrow. And exposingthelight.info, publicchildprotectionwales.org. Check out Q Team Awesome on Rumble and on YouTube. Christine's going to upload to her platforms as well. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Good night.
Night all.